Hello, nature lovers. Welcome to the Loudoun Wildlife Conservancy podcast. This is episode number 9, and today we have with us Spring Leegee and Joe Coleman, who are leading up a new project on a bird atlas for Loudoun County. So this is going to be our very first interview, and hopefully we'll have other interviews in the future on other topics. But today we wanted to tell you about this nice project for the birds of Loudoun County and give you a little bit of the details on it. So I guess to start off, Spring, I know we just completed the Birds of Loudoun County checklist. How did we do that, and what are some of the things that went into it?
Sure. Well, the first step to really get the atlas rolling was for me to become familiar with the resources in Loudoun County. So I used a wide variety, everything from Christmas bird count data, migratory bird day data, as well as more official, the Virginia Avian Records Committee, and other sources, bird lists of Banshee Reeks and Blue Ridge Center and other nature preserves in Loudoun County, to compile a list of, I think it was over 295 birds.
Wow.
With about 110 probable or confirmed breeders. And there's information on their seasonal occurrence and relative abundance. The list can actually be downloaded from the Loudoun Wildlife Conservancy website, so you can take it in the field. But pretty much this list was to serve as the foundation to start really working on the atlas, which atlases typically are citizen science projects that establish a comprehensive list of birds in a particular area, in our case, Loudoun County.
Mm-hmm.
They usually include the dates of occurrence and the distribution throughout the county. So most atlases are conducted on a state level, and they focus on collecting data on breeding birds. So our atlas is unique in that it's on a smaller scale, the county scale, and we're going to collect data year-round on both breeding and non-breeding birds.
Great.
And preaching to the choir. As many of you guys know, birds play an important role in our ecosystem, and they're important indicators of the overall health of our environment. And Loudoun County has so many great habitats that are really important for breeding and wintering birds that this atlas project is going to create a baseline of information that can really help indicate which areas are going to be in need of conservation. And also it can be used to measure the success of future conservation activities.
Has there ever been a bird atlas in Loudoun County?
No, I do not believe this is going to be the first one. There has been an atlas in the state of Virginia, which included data on Loudoun County. That was 1985 to 1989. Mm-hmm. But they're hoping to maybe in the next couple of years, 5 to 10 years, come up with another atlas. But for now, this is going to be really great information that we're collecting.
Yeah, great. So what's involved with actually pulling together a bird atlas for a county of our size?
Well, there's a couple steps. The bird list was a great way to get started. Another important step we took is we formed a partnership with Patuxent Wildlife Research Center. They're going to help us with the data management component, which is really one of the most important components of an atlas. They have an online data management system called BBA Explorer. BBA stands for Breeding Bird Atlas. And they host currently, I think, over 30 other, mostly state, but a couple other countywide atlases. They're going to be very helpful. Pretty much what a person or a participant will do is they'll go out in the field with a field card that we give them with all the birds they can see, and their observations will fall into one of four categories. You'll either just make an observation of a bird, observed, or there'll be a category for possible breeders, a category for probable breeders, and another category for confirmed breeders. Mm-hmm. And each category will have different codes, which will all be outlined on your field card and defined, and you don't have to memorize any of this stuff. It'll all be easily accessible. So pretty much what you see, if you see a robin nest with eggs in it, you'll know to look up the code NE under confirmed. So that bird is a confirmed breeder in Loudoun County. Or if you see a turkey vulture soaring overhead, that's an observation. So you would look on your little code that will be right in front of you on your field card, and you'd write down O in the observed category.
Mm-hmm.
So once you collect your data, you'll go home, and at your earliest convenience, you'll enter the data onto the online data management system.
Great.
And this system is great in that once you enter your data, the regional coordinators will review to catch any errors. And then once the data is reviewed, it will be posted right away. So you can immediately log on to the site, and this is available to the public as well, and see the maps with the distribution of birds and the currents. And you'll get to see pretty much week-to-week progress.
Yeah.
So that's a really nice
feature.
Oh,
that's really great. Huh. And so if someone is getting involved in that, do they have to have a certain skill level?
That's the great thing. If you are very experienced and would like to take a block, that would be wonderful. We'd love that. But also, if you're a beginning birder or somewhere in the middle, please contact us. We would love your help, and we'll pair you with someone else to go out in the field to make sure that we have adequate coverage. But yes, we would. Everyone of all levels is very welcome.
Great. How many years does it take to create the bird atlas, or how much time is involved?
We're hoping to launch it April 1st of 2009, which is this coming April. And it's typically Atlas is our 5-year project, so it'll end in 2013.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so, Joe, can you tell us a little bit about who we're partnering with and other organizations that are helping to pull it together?
First, I'd like to say how excited I am that we're undertaking this endeavor and that we're working on it. It's also been really exciting and really rewarding already just to work with somebody as enthusiastic as Spring.
Yeah, I think
that's
we're lucky.
Just been tremendous. So really lucky. And what's interesting is when people hear that we're doing this Atlas, they get really excited about it. Rich Rieger came on one of our recent bird walks. Rich Rieger is the president of the Northern Virginia Bird Club. Mm-hmm. He was absolutely thrilled to hear that we were doing an Atlas. And he said, Joe, please make sure that we get information for this for our next newsletter.
Great.
The Northern Virginia Bird Club is the largest bird club in Northern Virginia with, if I remember right, something like 900 members.
Wow.
And they'll post it and advertise it. A lot of their members do participate in our Central Loudoun Christmas Bird Count mm-hmm. and the other Christmas bird counts that touch Loudoun County. So there, several of them are already familiar with it. Another person that's gotten really enthusiastic about it is Bill Brown. And Bill Brown is a very active member of the Audubon Society in Northern Virginia and helps lead walks in the Reston area frequently. And Bill recently completed a bird list for Algonquian Regional Park in Eastern Loudoun County. And Bill is hoping to pull in other people from the Audubon Society in Northern Virginia to help us with the block atlas, the atlas blocks mm-hmm. that are in Eastern Loudoun County. We also almost immediately got support from people that just helped with the recently completed Maryland Atlas, which completed in 2006. MOS, or the Maryland Ornithological Society, did that 5-year Atlas in partnership with the same Patuxent people that we're working with.
Oh, good.
And they actually, Patuxent hosted their data as well. And quite a few of them, I think, will end up being block captains for us and helping out. Mm-hmm. And we've applied to the Virginia Society of Ornithology for a grant, and we hope we'll get that grant. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's kind of interesting, by the way, as an aside, is they've been sort of talking about it's time for them to do an atlas again, and I think just by us doing an atlas is going to kind of help motivate them to move forward to jump into the Atlas.
Great.
So we're getting a lot of people that are interested in partnering with us.
Oh,
and good. I think we'll find a lot of people that help us. How many blocks are there, Spring, for the county?
There's going to be, yet to be completely confirmed, but somewhere between 70 and 75.
Wow.
So that means that, you know, ideally you would have 70 or 75 people doing individual blocks. Mm-hmm. Now, some people do more than one block, but it also helps to have more than one person doing some of the blocks, mm-hmm. especially the richer ones that include places like Banshee Reeks and the Blue Ridge mm-hmm. Center. So, you know, we're going to need a lot of volunteers.
Yeah.
And it's a long-term project, so there is also a burnout factor. Mm-hmm. So we'll kind of need to replenish it as we go on.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of enthusiasm from a lot of people to do it, and I think when we're done with it, it's going to be something that we can be incredibly proud of, but it'll also be very useful to us.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, working things out.
Great. So what are some of the challenges when you pull together an atlas like this? Some of the challenges or, you know, the pitfalls, things like that that we have to watch out for?
Sure. I think with most atlases, not just ours, you know, recruiting, as Joe just said, recruiting volunteers, you know, and keeping them enthusiastic throughout the 5-year period mm-hmm. is always an important, and in particular, convincing the volunteers to use the field card that we provide them, and even more importantly, entering their data on the computer system, which mm-hmm. isn't a very complicated process, but is overwhelming and to a lot of people. So just encouraging them to enter their data online as quickly as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And also, since our Atlas is unique in that it's year-round, the Patuxent data management system that we're working with will have to make some slight adjustments to accommodate the, you know, the monthly visits that will be surveying in our blocks. So again, no challenges that we can't overcome, but something to think about. And as well, safe dates. I'm not sure if you're familiar with safe dates. They just indicate the dates that the migrants leave in the spring and arrive in the fall.
Yeah.
And so it kind of helps you when you're atlasing. If you see a bird, as a general guideline, you can look at the dates to see, oh, maybe this is a migrant, or maybe he is here to breed for the season.
Yeah.
And Loudoun County currently doesn't have any safe dates for the Loudoun County birds. Mm. So we're going to use the Maryland safe dates from, as Joe had mentioned, they did an Atlas 2002 through 2006.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use their safe dates for our Atlas, and hopefully at the end of our Atlas, we're going to use the data to refine the safe dates and make them applicable to Loudoun County birds.
That's great.
So that it's a bit circular in reasoning, but I think it'll work and provide some good data.
It's a starting point for
us. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's also interesting. This is, you know, a couple really hard data things are going to come out of here that are very useful to us. And I think one of them is the safe date concept.
Mm-hmm.
One of our active members is Stan Shetler. He was very active in publishing a guide recently that showed the effects of global warming on the greater Washington area by showing how flowering dates for plants has increased by 10 days to 2 weeks over the past 20 years.
Wow.
Okay. There are approximate safe dates from Maryland and for the state of Virginia. And I think what we're going to find is with something like global warming, birds are going to change their safe dates because a lot of their breeding is geared towards when is food most plentiful and when is shelter most available to protect them while they're in those early growing stages. The other thing that's, I think, really important that's going to come out of this is the conservation data that's going to come out of it. You know, not only are birds an indicator of different things in the environment, such as global warming, they can also, we will be able to identify which areas in our county are really the best and the most desirable for a variety of different things. And one of them is what areas are important to preserve. And for example, we just, the Land Trust of Virginia, which I'm active with, just completed negotiating a conservation easement this past week, and one of the conservation values of that easement ended up being the fact that it has barn owls on the property using a silo, and they and that's documented that they've been doing it for years, and that has come out of one of the Christmas bird counts that occurs in the county. This type of hard data taking place all over the county will be invaluable to something like the Land Trust of Virginia, the Virginia Outdoor Foundation, to identify, you know, what barn owl, by the way, is a species of concern. That's why it's important to identify. But one of the things that's being talked about is listing as either threatened or endangered cerulean warblers. We know that cerulean warblers nest in certain places in the county. If we can identify those places, that will help as a tool to encourage people to do conservation easements, but also support putting properties into conservation easements. And I find that aspect, you know, 3, 5, 6 years down the road, incredibly exciting and valuable to us. What I think we'll also find is the areas that are rich with birds, especially birds that are either threatened, endangered, or species of concern, will also be areas that are rich areas conservation-wise anyway. I will bet you that areas that have rich vernal pools in them are also areas that have a rich avian life in them as well.
I bet, yeah.
And, you know, just multiple tools for us to use in terms of LWC, the Loudoun Wildlife Conservancy, meeting its mission of the proliferation of healthy wildlife habitat.
Great. Yeah. This is an awesome project. I think we're definitely lucky to be starting it off. Also, great to note that a lot of the funding that Loudoun Wildlife Conservancy has put together for it came from our IMBD fundraising, so our great birdathons.
We've been doing birdathons now in Loudoun County you know, for the last few years. Last year, we raised a little less than $5,000. 2 years ago, we raised a little less than $7,000. And that's really been the money that we've used so far to underwrite the Atlas. And that, I think, points out the importance of people participating in our upcoming Birdathon, which will be this coming spring again, and raising money again for the Atlas so that we can keep doing it. We will, of course, be applying for grants. We'd love donations to help underwrite the program and help support it. But the Birdathon is an excellent tool to do that. And what's really interesting about it is while it's an excellent tool to do this, it's also the beginning of breeding season for a lot of our birds. So it also ends up being valuable data for our Atlas itself. And, you know, and we kind of take care of multiple things with it. So, you know, if you're listening and you want to participate in our Birdathon, please go to the Loudoun Wildlife Conservancy website and see how to do so.
So, I guess to get involved, we have there's going to be a page on the LWC website at www.loudounwildlife.org, And from there, you'll be able to sign up and get in touch with Spring if you'd like to volunteer. And we'll kind of go from there. So that's about it for today's podcast. Anything else from Spring or Joe? Any other?
I'd just like to remind people that our Christmas Berry Count is coming up on Sunday, December 28th. And that's always, it's a lot of fun, but it's also the longest lasting citizen science project in the world with the most participants in it. And it's been a tremendous indicator of all kinds of different things in terms of avian bird populations. Invite you to participate in it. It's also, we have a wonderful tally rally at the end of the day when that's all said and done. And join us. We also do regular bird walks. And join us for those. We do them. We just completed one this morning here at the Blue Ridge Center. And we collect all the data from that as well. And all that data will also help be part and parcel of what we're doing on the Atlas.
Great. Excellent. And so if anyone would like to join us next weekend on December 6th, we also have the Ducks at the Dulles Wetlands. Phil Daly, I believe, is going to lead that. And it'll be a nice time to see some of the winter birds that are in our area over at the wetlands. So I guess that's it for today. Thank you, Spring.
Thank you, Joe.
It's a great interview. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you along the trails.